ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, ושם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שאור יהיה לאלו נשמת האש וכשר לדוד ונעמי דשי לוי. רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן אמן. ולרנק בעזר השם התפרח, this שבת is שבת שירה. It's called after שירת הים, לטעם ישראל, they sang at קריעת ים סוף. It's all mentioned in this week's פרשה, פרשת בשלח. And we have also the שבת, we have the two שבת also falls exactly on שבת. We'll start with the Shem with the Parasha. We'll see if we have chance with the Shem. We'll speak a bit about Tu B'Shabbat as well. But you see right at the beginning of the Parasha, the Pasuk said, "Vayhi b'shalach par'o et ha'am, v'lo naham Elohim derech eres p'lishtim ki karobhu." All the Mefarshim, they're bothered, why the Torah wrote, "Vayhi b'shalach par'o et ha'am." What does it mean, "Vayhi"? The Gemara Masechet Megillah teaches us, anywhere it says, "Vayhi," it's Lashon Tzar. Something bad happened. Here it was big simcha for Am Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, they left Mitzrayim. So how come the Torah wrote, Vayhi b'shalach par'o et ha'am? The Pasuk was supposed to say, Vihaya b'shalach par'o et ha'am. Vihaya is the Lashon Simcha. What's Vayhi? It's Lashon Tzar. That's many Mefarshim speak about it. I saw Ora Chaim HaKadosh, she says, Tzarich lada'at, lama amar Lashon Tzar b'mkom gila v'rinna? Am Yisrael, they're happy. Baruch Hashem, we left Mitzrayim, Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Abdei Adonai, not Abdei Farao anymore. So it was big simcha for Klal Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kirbanu HaMakom La'avodato, now we became the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now we became Am Israel. It was big simcha for everyone. So how can the Pasuk said, Vayhi Lashon Tzar? So that's question number one, Orachim HaKadosh asked, Od, Lama kina ha'anyan b'Farao, ve'lo b'adon kol ha'asim Baruch Hu, ki hu ha'mosi otanu me'eris Mitzrayim. Why the Pasuk saying, Vayhi b'shalach Par'o et ha'am, when Par'o, he sent the nation out. Why is he putting the shlichot by Par'o? Par'o took us out of Mitzrayim. He gave us permission to leave Mitzrayim, but obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. He b'shalach Par'o ta'am. Par'o didn't want us to let us go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought 10 makot. He had no choice. He let go. So really, who took us out of Mitzrayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El Mosiyam Mitzrayim ki to'afot re'im lo. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Why the Pasuk saying here, Vayhi b'shalach par'o et ha'am? That's question number two, ask here, O Rahim HaKadosh. Achen, HaKatub yagid ha-sibba she-garma kol ha-tza'ar she-nstaharu Yisrael b'rdifat par'o. Ve'amar, tida'a lecha sibbat ha-dabar le-tzad she-lo hosi ha-shem et Yisrael m'Mitzrayim, ela l'rtzono shel par'o. Kafa oto ad she-ntrotza b'shalicham. ואמר להם, קום וצאו מתוך עמי. מזה חשב מחשבות לרדוף אחריהם, כאשר הבאר. ובזה גרם צער לישראל. He says here, these two questions are answered with one answer, that since that הקדוש ברוך הוא, he put in the heart of פרעו to send us out of מצרים, פרעו didn't want to send us, he brought in 10 מכות, then פרעו he sent us out of מצרים. So Am Israel, they did not leave Mitzrayim without the permission of Par'o. So now Par'o, that he saw, that he gave them permission to go out of Mitzrayim, now that Makat Bechorot is over, and a few days after, Am Israel told them, we're going to go for 3 days, we're coming back. They never showed back. Therefore, Par'o said, I gave them permission to leave. So let me run after them. I said, because of this, that's what caused tsa'ar for Am Israel, because Par'o was running after Ben Israel, we'll see soon. Am Israel, they were so scared. Ve'yireu me'od ve'yitz'aku Ben Israel el Hashem. They were so scared, Am Israel. They see Par'o is running after them, and the ocean in front of them, what are they going to do? Where are they going to go? Therefore, it caused a lot of tsa'ar for Am Israel by Kri'at Yam Suf. And that's why here the Pasuk said, Vayhi, Lashon Tzar, because Par'o sent us out of Mitzrayim, not the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he could have did something and took us out of Mitzrayim. But he made us take permission, kibyachol, from Par'o. Par'o, he told us, he could leave. Ku mutzayu mitoch ami, gam atem, gam b'nei Yisrael, ulchu abdu et Hashem kedibarchem. And that's what caused the Lashon Tzar for Am Yisrael. V'gam li'asmo, garam ibud, lo l'umato. It was also tsar for Par'o himself. Why? Because say ulmad ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu yakpid al killayon in Ibrahim, kamubab Ibrahim Masechet Megillah also. Maaseh yaday tobaim bayam veyate omrim shira. Uchneched gold zeh amar katuv vayhi lashon tsar. Mi garam kol tsar zeh b'shalach Par'o. שאם היה השם מוציא עם שלא לרסונו, הגם שלא היה חפש לשליח עם, לא היה לו מקום לרדוף אחריהם. אבל עינו התעטו שהיה הדבר תלוי בו, ולזה חשב לשוב לקחתם. That's what they're telling us over here. So since that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he could have forced Paro, unwillingly, he could have forced Paro to take a, to send us out of Mitzrayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I said, he didn't want to do this. He wanted Paro to give us permission to leave Mitzrayim. That's what caused all the Tsar. It was Tsar for Am Yisrael, it was Tsar also for Paro himself. And he caused all his people in Mitzrayim, it was big Tsar. And it was also Tsar in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem is not happy when he kills the Rasha'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes he has to kill the Rasha'im, there is no choice. They caused it upon them, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with this. Ma'aseh aday tobaim ayam etim urim shira. Therefore, it doesn't fit Lashon vihaya. Therefore, the Torah wrote over here, Vayhi Lashon Tsar. That's what Torah Rahim HaKadosh told us over here. We also have to understand, Be'ezrat Hashem, what does the Pasuk says here, Vehi b'shalach par'o et ha'am. It doesn't say, Vehi b'shalach par'o et b'nei Yisrael. He sent ha'am, the nation. We all know that anywhere the Pasuk wrote the word ha'am, referring to the Arab Rab. And here the Pasuk was supposed to say, Vehi b'shalach par'o et b'nei Yisrael. We came out of Mitzrayim, b'nei Yisrael. And you see, in the beginning it said ha'am. Okay, probably here is he's, the Pasuk is calling b'nei Yisrael ha'am. Okay, it could be. ולא נחם דרבותים כי קרוב הוא כי אמר אלוהים פן נחם העם second time העם ויסב אלוהים את העם דרך המדבר ים סוף והחמושים עלו בני ישראל מארץ מצרים all of a sudden now we're back to בני ישראל what happened over here we start with בשלח פרעו את העם והחמושים עלו בני ישראל מארץ מצרים why this change and Rashi tells us what does בחמושים עלו בני ישראל אין חמושים אלא מזוינים he quotes here the מחילת הדרבי ישמעאל said it's Hamushim Alub in Israel. We went out of Mitzrayim with a lot of swords and Kerem al-Hama. We left out of Mitzrayim. We're ready for war. So what all these changes? I saw something beautiful that he brings down in Torat Moshe. Torat Moshe tells us here in the beginning of the parasha, Dafnun Zayin Amud Alef, said, Vehi b'shalach paro'i ta'am, ita b'mechilta, he quotes here the Mechilta as something else. He says, "Vahamushim." Rashi brings down a little bit, but here he is, elaborates more. He said, "Ita b'Mechilta yesh amrim ehad mechamisha yatsu Mitzrayim." Vahamushim. What does Vahamushim means? One fifth of Bnei Israel left Mitzrayim. All the four fifth of Am Israel they died in Shloshet Yemei Afila. The Makat Hoshech, the Rasha'im of Am Israel they died. Four fifth of Am Israel did not make it. Only one-fifth, they went out of Mitzrayim. That's the Pasuk says, V'hamushim, one-fifth only. V'yesh omrim, echad mechamishim. Some say, one out of 50th left Mitzrayim. So it's amazing. Let's hear what the Mechilta is saying. U'pshuto mizuyanin l'melhama. All right. That's what the Mechilta says. Here it says, the Torah Moshe, V'hene b'chol ha-pasuk ketib ha'am. Except here, V'hamushim alu b'nei Yisrael, me'eres Mitzrayim. Why all this change? He says here, כי הצדיקים המכונים בני ישראל, אותם יצאו מזוינים על מנת ללחום מלחמת השם, ולא ישובו מפני כל גבר, מפני אהבת השם, ויהיה מה שיהיה. ואותם לא צריכו מצרים לגרישם ממצרים, כי יצאו בחפס ובשמחה. He says, there are two different types of those עם ישראל who left מצרים. There are those of עם ישראל, they left מצרים, they were the צדיקים. The tzaddikim, they took all the swords and the kelim al-hama, they're willing to fight. Whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending them, they're willing to fight. They're not scared. Yeh mishiyeh, anyone's going to stand in front of them and Hashem is going to tell them you have to fight in front of them, they're ready to fight. Those are the tzaddikim of Am Israel. And the tzaddikim, they're not, Paro didn't have to kish them out of Mitzrayim. The Pasuk said, kishalichu kala garish, igarish otam mizeh. He kicked them out of Mitzrayim, Paro. He said, but not the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim did not have to kick them out of Mitzrayim. They're going on their own. He said here, he said, Paro, lo tzrachu Mitzrayim de garisham Mitzrayim, ki yatsu b'chifas u'b'simcha. They left Mitzrayim because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said. They do whatever Hashem says, those are the tzaddikim. However, ha'am ha'idiotim, lahem haya yesiyat Mitzrayim ala pam ve'al hamatam. The average people, he cannot tell me here the Rishaim, because we said all the Rishaim they died in Shloshet Yemei Afila. Here the Ha'am Ha'idyotim, the average people, they weren't the Tzaddikim. Even the one-fifth that they left that they left Mitzrayim, not all of them they were such a high level of Tzaddikim. There are those who are Tzaddikim, there are those who are average. The average people, look, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he put in the heart of Par'o and Mitzrayim to kick them out of Mitzrayim, because they did not want to leave Mitzrayim. Why? Because they're scared. Maybe they're going to see a war, and when they're going to enter Eretz Israel, they're going to come back to Mitzrayim. They did not want to leave Mitzrayim. Even though from the one-fifth that they are not Rishaim, still, they're not ready to fight. We don't want to fight. That's what the Pasuk said. Velo nachamilim derech Eretz Pedeshim. Hashem did not take us when we left Mitzrayim straight to Eretz Israel. Why? Ki amar Elohim pen nachem ha'am b'ra'otam milchama v'shavu Mitzrayimah. Why? Because probably they're going to see the war. They have to fight. They have to conquer Eretz Israel. They have to fight all the many milchamot. So probably they're going to be scared. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us 4 years in the Midbar until we got there. So those the Benonim of Am Israel, the Hidyotim, Kadosh Baruch Hu hotzi otam ala pam ve'al hamatam. Velulei gureshu misham, lo hayu yotzim. If it wasn't that Paro kished them out of Mitzrayim, they would not have left Mitzrayim. Ve'otan hayu yireim l'hama, ve'lo yatzu mizuyanim. And those who the ones that Paro kished them out of Mitzrayim, they did not take any kelim l'hama with them, any swords or ammunition with them. They did not, lo yatzu mizuyanim. Rak l'shuv Mitzrayim ha'berotam l'hama. Those, they said, we have no choice, Paro kished us out of here, but if they're going to see war, they're not willing to fight. They're scared. They're going to go back to Mitzrayim. ועל כן, והיא בשלח פרעו את העם. פרעו, who did פרעו had to kish out of Mitzrayim? בשלח פרעו את העם. פרעו kished us. Those are the average, the הדיוטים of עם ישראל. For them, פרעו has to send them out. אשר לא יצאו אלא על ידי שלוח פרעו בעל כורחם. אותם הסיבם אלוהים מהמדבר דרך המדבר ים סוף. However, Bnei Israel, the Tzaddikim, yatsu hamushim, mizuyanim, al minat lilhum. The Tzaddikim from Israel, the hamushim alu Bnei Israel. The Tzaddikim from Israel, they went with kelim al-hama, they're ready to fight whatever Hashem send them to, they're ready. However, the ha'am, regular people, the hidyotim, bishallah par'u ta'am, and the hidyotim did not take kelim al-hama with them. That's what it says. Ve'ata Omar, now the Hatam Sofer is adding, now he wants to combine the two Pirushim of the Mechilta. Some say one fifth of Ben Israel left Mitzrayim. Some say 1/50 of Am Israel left Mitzrayim. Here he wants to combine the two Pirushim now. Ve'ata Omar, ki arba'a halakim metu b'me'a fila. 4/5, they passed away in Shlosh Makat Hoshech. Ve'ahad me'chamisha yatzu. 1/5 left Mitzrayim, ומאותן אחד מחמישה יצאו מזוינים, אחד מחמישים מהם. ואלו הם, מה שנתמנו שרי חמישים. So that's what he says over here, that 1/5 we left Mitzrayim, and out of the 1/5, you have 1/50 of the 1/5, they left Mitzrayim, ותקלה מלחמה. That's how he answered over here. How come the Torah in the beginning it's saying "Vahib shalach Paro ita'am"? That when Paro kished us out of Mitzrayim, those he kished the ones that are average of Am Israel, ha'am, he had to kish us Paro because they did not want to leave Mitzrayim. However, the tzaddikim for Am Israel, yasu mizuyanim b'hamushim alu b'nei Israel. That's what here the experience over here. But as I said, Rashi tells us over here that v'hamushim alu b'nei Israel, el hamushim ila mzuyanim. They left Mitzrayim with kelim al-hama. Why we have to know that b'nei Israel, they left Mitzrayim with kelim al-hama? Rashi says over here, v'katub zeh lo nechtab kim lesaber et ha'ozem. It's only this pasuk coming, so you shouldn't wonder later on, where did Am Israel get all their swords? Am Israel, they fought a lot of wars in the Midbar. שלא תאמר במלחמת עמלק ומלחמת סיחון ועוג ומדיין מאיכן היו להם כלי זין שיקום ישראל לפי חרב פסוסת קלירדי they killed the fought עם ישראל with the sword with כלי מלחמה where they have כלי מלחמה from. Therefore the pasuk here by us, he says בחמושים עלו בני ישראל מאז ישראל. That means don't you don't have to to be surprised later on, where did they get all their kelim al-hama? Therefore, the pasuk by us here said, "V'hamushim alu ben Israel me'as Mitzrayim." So that's what it says over here, that those who left Mitzrayim, when we left Mitzrayim, we took also keli zayin with us. And the question comes that we see later on, the pasuk said, "V'yosha Adonai beyom ahu et Israel miyad Mitzrayim." Vayar Israel et Mitzrayim met asifat hayam. Mefarshim, they ask, "V'yosha Hashem et Israel miyad Mitzrayim." Why? What are we learning from this pasuk? Kadosh Baruch Hu, He saved us from Mitzrayim. Obviously, if you're going to see all the psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Ten Makot, on all the what happened Al Kriat Yam Suf, all the miracles happened by Yam Suf, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us. Vayosha, obviously Hashem saved us. What the pasuk is telling us, Vayosha Hashem et Israel b'yom ahu yad Mitzrayim. You can see this from the psukim. What's the hadush of this pasuk? And also, the pasuk said, Vayar Israel et yad gidula, asher asa Adonai b'Mitzrayim v'yireu ha'am et Adonai. ויאמינו באדוני משה עבדו. What does mean ביר ישראל את היד הגדולה? The יד הגדולה, the mighty, the big hand, the mighty hand of הקדוש ברוך הוא, so on. לכאורה, למפרשים, they ask, said, all the times the pasuk is referring to the hands of Hashem כביכול, יד החזקה, כי ביד חזקה הוציא אחר השם מצרים. With strong hand, mighty hand, Hashem took us out of מצרים. Why here the Torah has changed the language, doesn't say, ויר ישראל את יד החזקה, אשר עשה השם במצרים. All the מכות, כי ביד חזקה. What the pasuk, כי את היד הגדולה. ויר ישראל, את היד הגדולה שעשה השם במצרים. Why here the pasuk is changing? Changing the calling the hand, the big hand, כביכול. Why יד גדולה? Why not יד חזקה? And also what the pasuk said, ביראו העם את השם. Now they feared from הקדוש ברוך הוא. Until now they did not have fear from השם. חברה, all these things we have to understand by the Hashem. What does it mean? We have in the pasuk later on, the pasuk says, "Veyirdefu Mitzrayim achareihem, veyasigu otam chonim al hayam. Kol sus rechev Farao farashav vechelo al pi achirot lifnei Baal Tzifon." Ufarao hakriim. That when Am Israel they approached the ocean, they saw that what that Farao hakriim. Farao is coming closer to them. Therefore, veyirayu meod veyishaku ben Israel l'Hashem. Am Israel, they got so scared, they didn't know what's going on. And you see that Par'o, what caused Par'o really? What happened in the mind of Par'o that when we left Mitzrayim, they kished us out of Mitzrayim, like we said. What happened all of a sudden? Par'o started to run after Ben Israel. What changed in his mind? And really, we have the Ramban. He tells us, said that really it was a craziness from Par'o to run after them. Pasuk said, Pasuk Dalet, V'chizakti itle Par'o v'radaf acharehem. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to strengthen the heart of Par'o to drag Par'o and all his people, all the Misriim, to Kriat Yam Suf. It says the Ramban, Ba'abur shepahad Par'o mehem b'makat b'chorot u'bukesh mehem u'birachtem gamoti. Since that Par'o by makat b'chorot got so scared, and he asked for Ben Israel, go leave Mitzrayim, gam atem, gam Ben Israel, whatever you want, just get out of here. Uberachtem, please pray for me. He asked Ben Israel to pray for him. Lo haya bil boler dof acharehem, afilu mi bebrechu. Since that he was so scared from Am Israel, on his own, Par'o, he would never run after Ben Israel to bring them back. He saw all what he got because of Ben Israel. He does not want them anymore. Ela, שיעשה משה בהם כרסונו. Let Moshe do whatever he wants with them. Par'o would never go and run after them. ועל כן הוא צריך לומר כי יחזק השם וחזקתי את לב פרעו וירדף אחריהם. It was on Par'o, Par'o on his own, he would never have run after Ben Israel to bring them back. But the pasuk said, וחזקתי את לב פרעו. קדוש ברוך הוא has to strengthen his heart to run after them. ולמדת בפסוק י"ז אמר פעם אחרת הנני מחזק את לב מצרים ויבוא אחריהם. Second time the pasuk said strengthening the heart of מצרים. כי בראותם שנקרע הים לפני בני ישראל והם הולכים ביבשה בתוך הים, איך ימלאם לבם לבוא אחריהם להרע להם? ואין בכל מופתים כפלא הזה. He said when עם ישראל they were crossing the ocean ים סוף, after the ocean was split, Am Israel, they went, Ve'abu ben Israel, betoch hayam b'yabasha, they saw open miracle in front of their eyes. What caused the Mitzrayim to run after them? What, they were crazy, the Mitzrayim? Pharaoh and all his people, they're running after them. You see all the miracles Hashem is doing with them. No one experienced such a miracle until then. So what happened? What happened in their heart? Why they decided to go in? Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has strengthened their heart. And Ramban writes, that's the biggest miracle that Hashem did, that he put in the hearts of Pharaoh and all Mitzrayim to run after them inside the ocean. The Ramban concludes here, so that's craziness from Pharaoh's view, from Pharaoh's side, and all Mitzrayim, they're not normal. How could they run inside the ocean? That's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu, kibbechol, he has to strengthen their heart to go inside the water, inside the ocean, to follow after Ben Israel. Even though in the beginning they kished them out of Mitzrayim, they do not want them, but still, Kadosh Baruch Hu strengthened their heart, they're going to their death with their feet. Let's hear what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is strengthening. But we explained once, we said that really, Pharaoh has good reason to run after Ben Israel to bring them back. Why? Because we saw right at the beginning of Parashat Shemot, that when Pharaoh made Gezerah, כל הבן הילוד היורה תשליחוהו, לפסוק סד, ויצב פרעו לכל עמו למור, כל הבן הילוד היורה תשליחו, וכל הבת תחיון. פרעו, he told all his nation, all the males, the boys that are going to be born, you have to get rid of them, you have to kill them, וכל הבת תחיון. Even though the Gezerah was on עם ישראל, the Gezerah was on עם ישראל, but on that day, Rashi tells us, said, ויצב פרעו לכל עמו למור, אף עליהם גזר. He made a gezerah also on the Mitzrayim. The day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, he made gezerah, any male, any boy, you have to get rid of him. I don't care if it's an Egyptian, it's a Yehudi, get rid of them. Why? Why is it like this? We told you many times that this doesn't go according to the Targum Unkelos. Unkelos said, "Kol ben hayilod leYehuda'e." Anyone who's born for the Jews, any boy for who's born for the Jews, you have to get rid of him. But the Gemara doesn't go like this. And that's Rashi quoting the Gemara Masechet Sota. Afalim Gazar. The Gazara was also on the Mitzrayim. Why? Rashi continues. Yom shenolad Moshe, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Amru lo stagninav, Hayom nolad Moshe an shel Israel. So Pharaoh's advisors, they told him, today, the guy who's going to take Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim, today is born. והנה אנחנו יודעים אם ממצרים, אם מישראל. But we're not sure if it's Jew or Egyptian. We're not sure. ורואים אנחנו שסופו ללקוט במים. And we see that he's gonna end up have a bad גזירה on the water. לפיכך גזר אותו היום אף על המצרים. שנאמר כל הבן הילוד ולא נאמר הילוד לעברים. Doesn't say ben hayilot la'abrim. That's as I said, unlike the Targum Unkelos. Ve'im lo hayodim shesofo lekot al mei meriba. That's what Rashi here is telling us. That this is the anyan. That therefore Pharaoh made gezerah on all his people. But you see that Pharaoh's advisors, they were very precise. They told him hayom nolad Moshe'an shel Israel, and they were 100% right. And they told him, we see that Moshe'an shel Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Am Israel, is going to end up having bad decree because of the water. And they were 100% right. However, they got mixed up. They didn't know which water is going to have a gezerah on him. They thought that it's going to be lokei al yedei hamayim. Therefore, let's throw him in the Nile River. That's what they thought. But they didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be lokei, not on when they throw him in the Nile River. When the Almei Meriba later on, that's what they saw. But you see, all what they saw, his advisors, they were very precise. And now, here by us, that when Am Israel, they left Mitzrayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born in the beginning, they told Pharaoh, listen, we're not sure if the Moshe'an, the leader of Am Israel, is he going to be a Jew or a Mitzri, we're not sure. That, the day that he was born, they weren't sure. But after Moshe Rabbeinu came to Pharaoh and he brought the 10 Makot and he took Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim, there was no question at all. Obviously, it was 100%. Everyone knows who is Moshe Anshel Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously. This is the guy. זה משה, עם ישראל, this is משה של ישראל. Before, they didn't know if he was Egyptian or יהודי, but now they know for sure, זה יהודי. So if that's the case, now the פרעו, he saw את עם ישראל, where did they go, עם ישראל? They camped in front of the ocean. פרעו said, hey, hello, hello, hello. And now he remembered many years ago when his advisors told him, משה של ישראל is going to end up being having bad gezira because of the war. And now that I see Am Israel, even though Moshe Rabbeinu took them out of Mitzrayim, now they got to the ocean and they're stuck over there. If that's the case, that's exactly what my advisors told me, that Moshe Anshe Israel is going to be okay on the water. So if that's the case, this is the best time to go run after them. Why? Because now their leader is going to die on the water. Now take them back to Mitzrayim. Let's hear what the Paro really had a big reason to follow them, to run after them, because they saw everything, every piece of the puzzle was getting close. Now the complete puzzle now is in front of him. He sees everything. He sees now the Moshe Anshe Israel, they camped on the water. This is the moment. This is the best moment. I have to go bring them back to Mitzrayim. And now Moshe can't do anything against me. Why? Because my advisor told me they were right. Until now, they were right so far, 100%. And they said, this is the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be lokei alayam. Therefore, he ran after them. And maybe that's why also the Pasuk said, Daber el b'nei Israel ve'yashubu ve'yachanun lefnei pi achirot. Ben Magdol u'ben Hayyan, lefnei Baal Tzifon, nechho tachanu alayam. Why the Pasuk said, nechho tachanu alayam? That's coming only to trick b'yachol Par'o, that you should think, נחו תחנו על ים. He told, הקדוש ברוך הוא told משה רבנו, told בני ישראל, you have to camp right in front of the water, in front of the ocean. Why? To mix פרעו up. פרעו is going to think that this is the best moment to go fight, bring them back. Therefore, הקדוש ברוך הוא said, נחו תחנו על ים. Similar to what Rashi said, לפני בעל צפון, Rashi said, הוא נשאר מכל אלוהי מצרים. הקדוש ברוך הוא says, ובכל אלוהי מצרים יעשה שפטים, אני השם. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he took care not only for the Mitzrayim, he killed the Mitzrayim, he killed all their Avodah Zarah, except Baal Tzifon. Kadosh Baruch Hu left Baal Tzifon. He didn't kill him. Why not? Rashi said, "Hu nishar mikol Elohim Mitzrayim." Why? Kedei lehat'otan, to trick the Mitzrayim, sheyomru kashayir atan, that the Egyptians, they're going to say, take a look, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he killed everything, but their God, Baal Tzifon, Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't able to defeat him. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu left him purposely to make them think that Kadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol cannot defeat Baal Tzifon. That ve'alav pirash Iyob mashgi l'goyim ve'yabedem. Let's hear what Kadosh Baruch Hu kibyachol is tricking the Mitzrayim. Therefore, he left Baal Tzifon. But according to what we're saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mixing the Mitzrayim up how? By telling them to camp right in front of the ocean. And that would cause Parao to run after them. It's very simple. Now Parao, he saw that everything now, all the puzzles coming in pieces. So he said, this is the best moment now. Therefore, Parao, he decided to run after them. And even though he saw Ben Israel going inside the water, inside the ocean split, and they were going inside the ocean, Parao ran after them. This is our moment. Ve'yabo Ben Israel betuch hayam be'yabasha. Parao is running after them. Parao Krib is going inside the ocean also. Why? Because he knew this is the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die. That's what caused Parao to run after them. And if what we are saying is true, now if that's how Parao and all the Mitzrayim, they were thinking, that what caused them to run after Moshe Rabbeinu and Bnei Israel, even inside the ocean, if that's the case, if Parao was scared because of the, wasn't scared, he went over there because he saw that's the moment. Now, Am Israel, obviously, they also know what Parao, he made the Gezerah, Kol Ben Haylod, Yorah Tashlichu. Why on that day when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, he made Gezerah for all his people, on the Egyptians, on the Mitzrayim as well? Why? Because he saw that Moshe Anshe Israel Nolad, and he's going to end up dying because of the war. So Am Israel, they also know this. And therefore, when Am Israel, they got to the edge of Kriat Yamsuf, the edge of Yamsuf, now Am Israel, they got also scared. And therefore, the Pasuk said, "V'yireu me'od, v'yitzaku ben Israel el Hashem." If that what caused Parao to run after them, because again, that what caused Ben Israel to be afraid from Parao, because they saw his advisors, they were right. And now this is the moment Parao is coming kibechol to take revenge from us. Therefore, Pasuk said, "V'yireu meod v'yisaku ben Israel el Hashem." They were crying to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what basically what David HaMelech was telling us in Sefer Tehillim. Said, "Abotenu b'Mitzrayim lo skilu nifleotecha, lo zacheru trob hasadecha v'yamru aliyam b'yamsuf." Pasuk said, "Abotenu b'Mitzrayim lo skilu, they did not understand your ways, Rabban Shel Olam, v'yamru aliyam b'yamsuf, and they rebelled on the water in front of Yamsuf." That's a double language. Vayamru aliyam bayamsuf. Pasuk said vayamru bayamsuf. Enough. Vayamru aliyam bayamsuf. Ela David HaMelech is telling us the reason why Am Israel they rebelled in front of Yamsuf. You know why? Because they knew of the gezerah that Moshe Rabbeinu is gonna end up dying because of the water. Because vayamru aliyam bayamsuf. Why they were rebelling bayamsuf? Because they saw the yam. They saw that Moshe Anshe Israel is going to end up dying because of the yam, because of the water. If that's the case, that's why Am Israel, they were so scared. And the Midrashim tell us, and the Mechilta bring down in this week's parashat, Am Israel, when they got to Kriat Yamsuf, they were split into four different groups, Am Israel. One group, they say that we're going to jump into the ocean. Different. Second group said, let's go back to Mitzrayim. Third group said, we're going to scream against them. Fourth group said, let's fight against them. And each group, they were split Am Israel. That's what David HaMelech is saying. Avotein v'Mitzrayim lo skilu nifleotecha. I did not understand what's the secret, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dragging Parao to come after them. That's what caused them to rebel. And as you see here, when they got to Kriat Yamsuf, v'yireu meod v'yisa'aku ben habbelein kibarim v'Mitzrayim usiyatan l'mut v'midbar. Mazot asasit alen l'usiyanu v'Mitzrayim. They rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because they got so scared. They saw Parao's running after them. Even though Parao kicked them out of Mitzrayim, now he still is running after them. Why? Because they saw this is his Parao's moment. Therefore, Am Israel, they were scared. That's what the Pasuk said. But David HaMelech said, "Lo skilu nifleotecha." Am Israel, they were wrong. By rebelling Al Yamsuf, they were wrong. Why? Because all of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it purposely to trick Parao to come after them, so they should take all his money and take everything from them. Why? Because Hakim tell us that Am Israel ve'acharichin yesu b'rchush gadol. What the pasuk said that after that Am Israel gonna leave Mitzrayim with a lot of money. It wasn't the money that they borrowed before they left Mitzrayim. How much already could you borrow from your neighbor, from your fellow Mitzri? How much already? Could you lend me your earring? Could you lend me your bracelet? How much already you could borrow? But the main bizarre, the main berchush gadol, Hakim said that was by Kriat Yamsuf. So if that's the case, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it only for the benefit of Am Israel. So that lo skilu nifleotecha, abotenu al Yamsuf, lo skilu nifleotecha. That's what happened over here. And therefore they rebelled al Yam b'Yamsuf. And the Pasuk is telling us why they rebelled b'Yamsuf, because of the water. They saw what happened. But really, what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have a decree, bad decree, Moshe Rabbeinu on the water, not referring to this water, it was referring to Memeriba. Like the Pasuk said over there, said, Himma Memeriba, Asher Rabu ben Israel Tadunai veikadesh bam. What does mean Himma Memeriba? Rashi said, Him and Iskarim Makom Aher. What does mean Him and Iskarim Makom Aher? Himma Memeriba, they rebelled Am Israel, they are the ones that they rebelled by Kriat Yamsuf. But they didn't know. Over there, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't supposed to die over there by Kriat Yamsuf. Adraba, it was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for their benefit, so the Mitzrayim should see a moment they want to run after Ben Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did it like this only to trick the Mitzrayim, to bring them to Kriat Yamsuf and to take all their jewelry. That's what it was. Over there, as I said, lo skilu nifleotecha, did not understand. That's what the Pasuk said. Him and Iskarim makom aheret, elu ra'u sagdine parao, shemoshe'an shel Israel loke b'mayim. Likach gazru kol ben ha'ilod, ayora tashlichu. That's what she's telling us over here. This is the Anyan. And with this, we could also explain that what the Pasuk says, ve'yomer Moshe el ha'am al tira'u. התייצבו וראו את ישועת אדוני אשר יעשה לכם היום כי אשר ראיתם את מצרים היום לא תוסיפו לראותם עוד עד עולם. So here what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Ben Israel, when they got to the edge of Yamsuf, the Am Israel, as I said, they were so scared. Ve'yirayu me'od. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Ben Israel, don't worry, don't be scared. Etyatzebu, just wait and see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do. See the Yeshua, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for you today. What does mean, Asher Ya'aseh Lachem Hayom? What does Hayom mean? So I saw Or HaHayim HaKadosh, he says here, Netkeven be'omro Hayom, lehasir me'libam hashash ma she'avar b'tziat Mitzrayim. שערך קץ הגאולה מיום שהתחילה בשורה עד גמר הדבר 12 חודש. לזה אמר להם כי לא יאריך זמן מלחמה זו, אלא הן היום יעשה השם את ישועה. רחם הקדוש, explains beautiful here. משה רבנו was telling בני ישראל, don't worry, Hashem is going to take care. Just wait and see what Hashem is going to do. עם ישראל is going to say, oh yeah, we saw what came to us before we left Mitzrayim. He told us, Hashem spoke to you and going to take us out of Mitzrayim. We trusted you. Have full trust in you, and Hashem is going to take us out of Mitzrayim. But that process took one complete year. 12 months it took. So maybe here also you're telling us, wait, just wait and see what Hashem is going to do. Yeah, probably it's going to take 2-3 weeks, probably it's going to take 1 month. We're suffering in the meanwhile. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Ben Israel, Asher Ya'aseh Lachem Hayom, this Teshu'ah is going to come right away. It's not going to be delayed like the 10 Makot that you have in Mitzrayim. Asher Ya'aseh Lachem Hayom. But according to what we explained before, maybe that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Ben Israel. I said, don't worry. You are scared because you saw Paro's running after us. And what caused Paro to run after us? Because his advisors told him that Moshe Anshel Israel is going to die because of the war. Moshe Rabbeinu now is telling them, Uruot Yeshuat Hashem Asher Ya'aseh Lachem Hayom. This time with this water, nothing bad is going to happen to us. You don't have to worry about this. It was only, Kadosh Baruch Hu was doing this, it was only to drag Paro and Mitzrayim here to the ocean. But it's all coming for our benefit. So we should have Rechush Gadol, Am Yisrael, V'acharichin Yisrael, Rechush Gadol. But the Teshu'ah, Asher Ya'aseh Lachem Hayom, with this water, Hashem is going to do Teshu'ah. Next to the different water by Mei Meriba, that's a different story. But now, you don't have to worry about it. All what Hashem is doing is for your benefit. Abotenu b'Mitzrayim lo oskilu nifleotecha. Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to explain Bnei Israel to make them understand. All what Hashem is doing today is only for our benefit. That's here what I'm farshim l'tanas. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Bnei Israel, Adonai lachem lachem ve'atem taharishun. So you don't have to worry. Today, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the war for us against the Mitzrayim. Hashem is going to take care of the Mitzrayim. You don't have to worry about it. You only don't make anything worse. But leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do his job. Hashem, he knows his plan. He's doing it for your benefit. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't interrupt HaKadosh Baruch Hu with what he's doing. That's what Moshe Ben was telling Ben Israel. Atem taharishun. Hashem lachem lachem. Atem taharishun. Even though the Mefarshim, they ask, why really Am Israel, they were so scared from the Mitzrayim? I told you in the beginning, we learned that V'hamushim alu b'nei Israel m'nei Mitzrayim. Am Israel, when they left Mitzrayim, everyone has a lot of kelim al-hama. That's what we use by Melchemet Sihon, by Melchemet Og, by Melchemet Midian. All this, we used it. We used all these kelim. So how come here, against Mitzrayim, we did not use the Kele Hereb that we took with us? V'hamushim, Am Yisrael took a lot of Kele Zayin. Use the Kele Zayin to fight against the Mitzrayim, why not? Even though they have the Ibn Ezra, he told us Ibn Ezra, I said, you're right, but the nature of Abed, Am Yisrael, they were Abadim in Mitzrayim, the nature of the Abed, he cannot fight against his master. That is nature. But there's the Hatam Sofer, he tells us something else. He says that really, you're right that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Re'ut Yitzibut Yishuat Hashem, Asher Ya'aseh Lachem Hayom, Hashem is going to take care of you. You don't have to do anything. But why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing that miracle of killing the Mitzrayim if we could have got rid of the Mitzrayim B'derech HaTiba? Since that Am Israel, they had Kelim Al-Hama with them. B'derech HaTiba. Am Israel, they could have won. They could have killed Paro. They fight with him and kill him. Why not? How many people there were in Am Israel? 600,000 men. That's between the age of 20 and 60. And Gibarin, Levad Mataf, Vigam Erev Rab Alatam, Vitzon, Ubakar, Mukne, Kabid Meod. So what's the problem? how much per hour they took with him? ויקח 600 רכב בחור וכל רכב מצרים. Okay, how much already רכב מצרים? How much army they have in מצרים? עם ישראל, all of them, let them fight against them. Let them fight and I'm sure they're going to win the war. Why not? They have the Kilim al-Hama and the Paraoi has Kilim al-Hama and they also have Kilim al-Hama. Let them fight against each other. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu have to do a miracle? He told Ben Israel, you don't do anything. I'm going to take care of the Mitzrayim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu did Lema'ala Mederach HaTayba, did a big miracle, Kri'at Yam Suf, and Paraoi Bechol Hilo, Yaro Yara Betoch Yam. He made them drown in the water. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu did open miracle if it could have been done Bederach HaTayba? He asks here the Torah Moshe, the Samech Beit Amud Aleph, said, "V'hamushim alu b'nei Israel, b'rashi v'hamushim mezuyanim." They had kelim al-hama. V'yesh lomar, kivan sheyasu Yisrael mezuyanim l'melhama, lama b'omdam alayam, lo tzva kadosh baruch hu l'bnei Israel, she'lachamu b'Mitzrayim. V'yeshem l'chem lahem, v'yinatzichu Yisrael b'derech ha'teva. Why kadosh baruch hu did not tell b'nei Israel to fight against Paro? And you're going to win the war. That's going to be בדרך הטבע. Why Hashem have to do it בדרך נס? ולאיזה טעם עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא נס גדול שלא בדרך הטבע, לקרוע להם את הים ונער פרעו וחילו בים סוף. For what? All this miracle. הקדוש ברוך הוא, הגמרא said, כמה שדי אפשר למעט בנס ממעטינן. Whatever he could minimize with doing open miracles, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he chooses that way. הקדוש ברוך הוא, ברא את העולם בדרך הטבע, בראשית ברא אלוקים, אלוקים גמטריה הטבע, then that's Kadosh Baruch Hu made his world, all everything should go by nature. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not do extra miracles. Why Hashem he did the big miracle over here? Ach be'emet, he says here beautiful, מדרך המוסר איננו נכון שישראל בעצמם יעמדו נגד המצריים ללחום נגדם בחרב שבידם. Said it's not proper, it's not דרך ארץ. Forget about what Ibn Ezra says, that the nature of Ibed, he cannot fight against his master. He said, forget about that. He said, it's not derech eretz. It's not proper that Am Israel should fight and kill the Mitzrayim. Why? Ki hayu lahem achsaniya b'sha'at ad-dahak. Because Am Israel, we went to Mitzrayim when we needed the Mitzrayim. We went to Mitzrayim, Yaakov Abinu, he went to Mitzrayim because of there was hunger. And where we got all the food from Mitzrayim? And they let us stay, Paro said, "Memitab ha'aretz, oshev et abicha ve'et achecha. Stay wherever you want." So they were so nice to us. They gave us, they told us to do whatever you want in Mitzrayim. So therefore, lo teta'ay b'masri. That's what, "Penikach tzufa kadosh baruch hu, lo teta'ay b'adumi, ki achecha hu, lo teta'ay b'masri, ki ger ha'ita b'arzo." You're not allowed to push away Mitzri. Why? Because we were slaves in their land. The Torah said, "Lo tata'i Mitzri, ki gira hayita b'arso." Rashi said, "Af al pi shezarkut zechurichem le'or," even though they threw all your male, all your boys to the Nile River, still, you're not allowed to push them away. And therefore, banim asher yivaledu lahem dor shelishi yavo lahem mekal Hashem. If any Mitzri wants to convert, he could convert, and his third generation, he could already marry within Am Yisrael. Unlike Amoni Moabi, Amoni Moabi, Gavdor Asiri, lo yabo lahim, kol Hashem ad olam. But Misri, yeah, third generation, they could marry within Am Yisrael. Why? Because hayu lanu achsaniya b'sha'at ad-dahak. Ubira deshatit minneh maya, la tishdeh be'kala. So the well that you drank from it water, don't throw rocks in it. Why? Because you had benefit, you enjoyed it. לכך צבא הקדוש ברוך הוא ויבואו בני ישראל בתוך הים ביבשה ובקעו המים ולא ילחמו בני ישראל בעצמם נגדם. וזהו דמשמעינן קירה הכי מוסר ודרך ארץ שחמושים עלו בני ישראל מארץ מצרים ואף על פי כן לא רוצה הקדוש ברוך הוא שילחמו עמהם אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא בקע להם לפניהם את הים. So that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us over here. Since that Am Israel, we had benefit from Mitzrayim, we lived in Mitzrayim for 210 years. Even though they made us suffer a lot, nevertheless, still have to be makir tovah for the Mitzrayim. And you, Am Israel, even though hamushim alu ben Israel, Mitzrayim, you have a lot of weapons to fight against the Mitzrayim, you're not allowed to. You have to have a karat tov for the Mitzrayim. You don't do anything. You're not allowed to do anything. I'll take care of them. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though there was a natural way, b'derech ha'teva, to make Am Israel win against Paro, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you're not going to do it. Am Israel, you have to have a karat atob. You don't do anything. I'll take care of it. I'm going to bring them. I'm going to do miracle lemala b'derech ha-teba. Only so you, Am Israel, should not do something against el chod derech eretz. That's what Rahatan Sofer explains beautiful. And it's really hard to understand. What does it mean? Because we lived in Mitzrayim for 210 years, we have to have a karat atob for them. Chaora doesn't make sense. What are we talking about? Am Israel, Parao, and the Mitzrayim, they made us slaves in Mitzrayim. Va'abadun ve'innu otam, they make us suffer in Mitzrayim. Ba'avodah kasha, be'homer, u'bilbenim, kol avodah b'sadeh. All what they did to us. And after that, they did not let us go out of Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought them a lot of makot. They had no choice. They let us go from Mitzrayim. And we have to have a karat top for them. It doesn't make sense. And Mashal Lemad Debar Dome, a guy that he was kidnapped, someone kidnapped him, and he stayed by him for many years, and he made him suffer, he made him work hard, he tortured him, he did a lot of bad things to him. And at the end, someone outsider, he came and he forced the kidnapper, he forced that guy to release that person. And after that person was released, you're telling him, listen, you have to have a karat atob for your master. What are you talking about? What a karat atob? The guy, he kidnapped him and he made him suffer, he tortured him, whatever, what he didn't do to him. And still I have to have a karat atob for him? What are you talking about? What Hakim tell us? The Pasuk said, the Torah said, Lo teta'ayb misri ki gir hayta be'arson. Rashi said, even though they tortured you in Mitzrayim, they threw your boys in the river and they made you suffer a lot, still you lived by them. The guy also, the person who they kidnapped him, he also lived by the other guy. But he tortured him. He has to have a karat atob for him. Torah doesn't make sense. How come the Torah is telling us like this? Ela, the simple pirush hachim they tell us, because the pasuk said, ve'etchem lakach Adonai ve'yotzi etchem mekur ha-barzel Mitzrayim. Okay, what does mean? Ve'yotzi etchem mekur ha-barzel Mitzrayim. That really Am Israel in Mitzrayim, it was for the benefit of Am Israel. Why Am Israel, they went to Mitzrayim? To purify their souls in Mitzrayim. Therefore, we had to go to Mitzrayim. It was for our benefit. And the Mekubalim, they say that many Nitzosot of Dor Mabul, Dor Pelaga, they went to Mitzrayim. And how are we going to take them? Am Israel, they have to go down to Mitzrayim, Lemakom Tuma, to drag whatever any Kedushah that there is in Eretz Mitzrayim to take it out. Similar idea to what Farshim explained. Ben Ishai also spoke once. He said, Rabbi Akiba, they put him in jail. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made it like this, that Rabbi Akiba should be in jail? Ella, there was some neshamot inside the jail. Who's going to be mebarer these neshamot? Who's going to take care of them? Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Rabbi Akiba. Many hachim, they were in jail. Why is it like this? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu, he sees there's something over there they have to fix over there. They have to bring some neshamot from there. Who's going to take care of this? Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he sent Rabbi Akiba, he sent the different hakamim to take care of it. That's what happened here by Am Israel when we went to Mitzrayim. To be mebarer in the sot kedusha that they are left in Mitzrayim, we have to take everything out, take all the kedusha out, and that's according to the Mekubalim. But forget about all of this. The pasuk said, "Ve'etchem lakach Adonai ve'yotzi etchem mekur ha-barzel Mitzrayim liyot lo le'am nachala kayom hazeh." What does kur ha-barzel means? Kedush Baruch Hu took us from Mitzrayim. From Mitzrayim was called kur ha-barzel. Rashi said, "Kur hu kli shemzakekim bo et hazehab." Kur ha-barzel, that's a kli that they refine, they purify the gold in that utensil, that vessel. They refine the gold with it. So really, Mitzrayim was called refinery. It means it was for our benefit. And see, also the kli akar. What the kli akar also tells us? It said, "Ve'etchem lakach Hashem ve'yosidchem mekur bezel liyot lo le'am nechala kayom hazeh." What does mean le'am nechala? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, which is Kur ha-Barzel, that's a refinery machine, it was Mitzrayim, liot lo, to be a nation to him, just like this day. Kayom hazeh, what does just like this day? Kli Yakar says, דבר אחר, כיום הזה, קי על מה שנאמר, ויתכם לקח מקור הברזל, המנקה הכסף מכל סיג ופסולת, עד שיהיה נקי וזך ברק החמה. כך נזדקח חומר שלכם בעינוי מצרים, עד שנעשה בירור כשמש. על זה אמר להיות לו לעם נחלה כיום הזה, כגלגל היומי, שכמו שנאמר, ואוהביו כסה את השמש בגבורתו. So that's what he says. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took us to Mitzrayim. Why? To refine and to purify Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim, to cleanse in us. It was the Kadosh Baruch Hu was cleansing us in Mitzrayim, cleaning us from all of our sins. So really it was for our benefit. So if that's the case, you see also the proof that Mitzrayim was for our benefit. How do you know this? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu, that was the Gezerah back from Abraham Avinu, Ki ger yezer acha beres lo lahem, ve'abadum ve'anu ota 400 shana. Am Yisrael, they're going to suffer in Mitzrayim 400 years. And we never saw that Abraham Avinu, he prayed for Am Yisrael that they should not go to Mitzrayim. Hashem told him, your kids, they're going to end up going to Mitzrayim. And they're going to make them suffer for 400 years. How come Abraham Avinu, he didn't pray for Am Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch told him, yeah, Am, your nation, they're going to suffer in Mitzrayim. If Abraham Avinu prayed for Sodom, but he prayed for everyone. For his own children, he's not going to pray. How come he didn't pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please do something, Ribono Shel Olam. Why my kids have to suffer in Mitzrayim? He didn't say anything, Abraham Avinu. Not only this, he brought down the Midrash. Brings down here Midrash Shoher Tov in Tehillim, Mizmor Nun Beit. He says here that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu, "Kehali aglam mishulashet ve'ez mishulashet ve'el mishulash," basus hadet ve'ne'ema hashikha gedola nufelet alav. Abraham Avinu, he saw darkness in his eyes. He says here the Midrash Shoher Tov, Perek Nun Bet, as I said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Abraham, Atid hu Beit HaMakdash liharab bekorbanot betelim, sheyu mechaperin alehim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu, that your kids, if they're going to do Abirot, let them bring Korban, and Korban is going to be mechaper. Then Abraham told him, Hatina ahbazban she Beit HaMakdash kayam. If there is Beit HaMakdash, they could bring Korban. But what's going to be when there's no Beit HaMikdash like our days? How are my kids going to survive? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ma risoncha sheishta'abedu banecha begaliyot o ishta'abedu begehinam? If your kids, they're going to do abirot, how are they going to cleanse themselves from their abirot? Do you want me to punish them by sending them to galiyot? Or do you want me to let them live their life happily, and I'll punish them Gehenam. Amar Rav Hanina, Bar Papa, Abraham birar lo tegaliyot. Amar, mutab sheishta'abedu Yisrael begaliyot, ve'al ishta'abedu begehenam. Abraham Abinu, he chose the galiyot for Am Yisrael. He said, that's a galut, that's the way to cleanse an Am Yisrael. Ve'hu shei HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer de Yisrael, abuchon hu, ve'chen hu omer, habitu el tzur chusabtem. Zei Abraham Shneemar, habitu l'Abraham Abichem, v'yatsarat ehol elchem. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Am Yisrael, Abuchonu, look at what your father, Abraham Avinu, he suggested that I should send you in Galiot. So if that's the case, really the Galut was kapara for Am Yisrael. It was all to cleanse Am Yisrael. So you see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham Avinu that his children, they're going to suffer in Mitzrayim 400 years, Abraham Avinu did not pray. Adrabah, he chose the Galut. Abraham Avinu, he chose the Galut for Am Yisrael. Why? Because when Am Yisrael, they went to Mitzrayim, it was only Kura Barzel, as I said. It was a refinery machine, nurse Mitzrayim, to cleanse the Am Yisrael from all their sins. And if that's the case, obviously you have to have a Karat HaTov for Mitzrayim. It's unlike the example I gave you, if someone was kidnapped and he went somewhere else, and they torture him, then he has to have a Karat HaTov. He said, no Karat HaTov. The guy tortured him. What's a Karat HaTov for what? Ela, Mitzrayim, when we went to Mitzrayim, it was Mashal, but for someone who was very sick, and he was about to die, and someone kidnapped him, and he was cutting his meat, cutting his flesh, and was doing operation, doing surgery on him. And after he finished surgery, even though he was cutting him, you know, the old, scary. So the person might say, listen, he tortured me. You know how many hours they were cutting me in the back and forth, and sewing the meat and everything. But I have to have a Karat HaTov. Said, yeah, you pay him top dollar. You have to have a Karat HaTov. The doctor who did the surgery for you, of course, you have to have a Karat HaTov for him. That's what the Mitzrayim, it wasn't they tortured us, Adrabah, they cleansing us. If that's the case, lo teta'ayb Masri ki gher hayta b'yarsa. That's what Hakim tell us. And no wonder when Am Yisrael, they left Mitzrayim, after Kadosh Baruch Hu cleansing us in Mitzrayim, we left Mitzrayim within 50 days. Already, we reached Memtet Sha'arei Kedusha. We were ready להיות לו לעם נחלה, כי היום זה לכלי יקר תודס. It was only cleansing machine in ארץ מצרים, only to prepare us to become עם קדוש, כי עם קדוש אתה לשם אלוקיך, קדושים וטהורים עם ישראל. Within 50 days we were ready to accept the Torah. תורת אמת נתן לנו, ברוך אשר בחר בנו, דס הקדוש ברוך הוא, he chose עם ישראל, and he gave us the Torah, within 50 days already. Why? Because already all where we have to fix, all where we have to cleanse in ourselves, was everything was taken care of by Galut Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was cleansing all the our sins, purify us to make us ready to be mekabel Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, after Am Israel, they left Mitzrayim when they got to Yam Suf, and Am Israel, as I said, they have a lot of hamushim, have a lot of kelim al-hama. They could fight against the Mitzrayim, but Moshe Rabbeinu told them, no, don't fight. You're not allowed to fight against the Mitzrayim. Why? Because you have to have a karat hatov for the Mitzrayim, because hayu lachem machsaneh b'sha'at ha'dahak. Leave everything to me. I'll take care of everything. Hashem lachem lachem. V'etim t'harishun. Why you have to do like this? Because you have to have a karat hatov for the Mitzrayim. That's maybe what the pasuk meant. It said, v'yosha Adonai b'yom ahu et Israel miyad Mitzrayim. What does it mean, v'yosha Hashem b'yom ahu? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to save us from Mitzrayim? I mean to say, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to save us out of Mitzrayim b'derech hanes, to split the ocean and to drown all the Mitzrayim? We could have won, we could have fought against the Mitzrayim and killed all of them b'derech hateba. Hashem could have done this. Ela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. Hashem lachem lachem. You don't do anything. Why? Because you have to have a karat hatov. That's what Am Israel is. So, Be'osha Hashem Be'yom Mahot Israel Miyad Mitzrayim. He didn't let us do the job, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could have fight against the Mitzrayim. We could have fought against them. And we could have won the war. Ela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you don't do anything. You have to have a karat hatov for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, Be'yar Israel Tiyad Gidola. Asher Asa Adonai B'Mitzrayim. What's Yad HaGidola? Yad HaGidola, that's referring to a chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lecha Hashem HaGidola VeGibura VeTferet VeNetzach VeYahod, all these things that Yad HaGidola referring to the chesedim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing with us. You don't fight against the Mitzrayim. Leave it to me. Why? Because you have to have a karat hatov for the Mitzrayim. Because hayu lachem machsaneh b'sha'at ha'dahak. Leave it to me. That's what Am Israel they saw. They saw the Yad HaGidola HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. They saw all the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with them. And therefore, ve'yaminu ba'adonai Moshe Abdo, ve'yirayu ha'am et Hashem, ve'yaminu b'Hashem Moshe Abdo. What does it mean? It said Am Israel they saw. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told them not to fight against the Mitzrayim? Because you have to have a karat hatov for the Mitzrayim. Now, Am Israel said, if we have to have a karat hatov for the Mitzrayim, even though they tortured us, they did whatever they did to us, but we explained that it was only to cleanse us from our sins. So if for such a nation we have to have a karat hatov, how much we have to have a karat hatov for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, al kol neshama te'elelia. Everything Hashem is doing with us, how much you have to have a karat hatov for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, ve'yirayu ha'am et Hashem ve'yaminu ba'adonai Moshe Abdo. Now, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Ben Israel not to fight against the Mitzrayim, why? Because you have to have a karat hatov to them. Now, Am Israel, they learn Kal v'Chomer, Ben Shel Kal v'Chomer, how much we have to have a karat hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, now they appreciated more what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing to them. They thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and more. That's what, when they got to the, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he split the ocean, as Yashir Moshe ubn Israel, Tashira Hazot Lashem. Yashir al-Adonai ki ga'o ga'a. Sus v'rech war, they were thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all this Yashira. All praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking him for all what he did. That's what Am Israel did. Kal v'chomer. If to Mitzrayim we have to have a karat hatov, how much we have to have a karat hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's the whole idea, basically, as I said, from Tu Bishvat, this coming Shabbat. That's the whole idea behind Tu Bishvat. You have to bring as many fruits to the table to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the hasadim, all the miracle HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us. Everything. You have to bring all kind of fruits and to thank him. That's basically the idea. Hashem bara b'riyot tobot ve'ilanot tobot lihanot behem b'nei adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiyeta shelo haser b'olamo kelum. That's basically the barakah that we say by berkat ha'ilanot. But here also it applies here by Hag Tu Bishvat. Why? Because לא חסר בעולמו כלום. השתבח שמו, how much fruits you have in the market. And the more fruit the person could bring to the Tubish Bat table, so the more he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every fruit that looks, it's Shebach. Everything you see, the more fruit you bring, you see the Shebach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole idea of Tubish Bat, is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all the miracles that they did for Am Israel and for to praise Him. That's the whole idea. That's the whole idea of Tubish Bat, is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alinu l'shabayach l'adon akol. For what? For everything. Everything, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing with us, said, that's what we say also in Nishmat Kol Hai, ve'ilu finu ma'ale shirei chayam, un'shroneru rinnaka, amun gallab, v'sotun shibah kar habi ragia, ena nachum spekim leodot licha, ala hat me'elef alfei alafim. How much you could thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Endless. You have a lot of things to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If to Mitzrayim, you have to have the karat atob. Lo tata'ay masrik, yigir hayta be'arzo. How much so you have to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Said, and therefore, that's the idea behind the Tubish Bat. That's the idea that we learn this week's parashat comes perfect match. And Be'ezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that we should always thank Him on all what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing to us. That's the more the person thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu he sees that person appreciate whatever I'm doing with him. Obviously, he's gonna do with him more and more. Then Be'ezer Hashem, we should all be zocheh. That Yirael Abudicha Fa'olicha Vadarecha Al Benehem Mishul Ol Bizuche Bezer Hashem V'yinu'am Adonai Eloheinu Alinu Ma'asi Adinu Kolina Alinu Ma'asi Adinu Kolinehu Baruch Adonai Be'olam Amen Be'amen Rabbi Hananel Melech Sheomer Asakash Be'alakuz Akutzrayel Fichach Yerba Elayin Tanoz Vot Shneimar